Now a story about a rarely talked about consequence of military service. The thousands of American veterans who've suffered combat injuries that have left them infertile. For the first time, Congress is trying to address that issue. A newly passed law directs the VA to start paying for wounded vets' fertility treatments, including in vitro fertilization for veterans and their spouses. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
When Jeff Lynch left his new bride, Christy, and deployed to Iraq as an infantry soldier in 2005, Christy says neither one of them were thinking about children.
When Jeff and I got married, we were 18. We didn't expect to need IVF to have a family.
Jeff was injured during his first deployment. When he deployed again, a second injury ended his military career.
We were on a convoy and we got hit with a daisy chain. A daisy chain is basically they put an IED, which is an improvised explosive device, every 10 to 15 meters apart or 200 meters apart.
Lynch has endured more than 100 surgeries. Though the couple has one child, the lingering effects of his injuries and his medications have left him unable to have more children naturally. So the Lynches began exploring in vitro fertilization, but the procedure's $15,000 cost was daunting for the family.
It was something that we could afford and we could make it work, but it was something we weren't comfortable putting all of that money into without having a guaranteed outcome.
IVF is financially out of reach for many wounded vets' families, and since 1992, Congress has banned the VA from paying for it. Democratic Washington Senator Patty Murray has been fighting to lift the ban since 2012, and this fall, she finally succeeded. Now the VA will pay for IVF for wounded veterans injured during their service.
We all say when someone serves our country, we are there for them when they come home. Certainly allowing them to fulfill their dream of having a family ought to be part of what we are there for them when they return.
Murray says one of the reasons it took so long was resistance from conservative lawmakers.
Individual lawmakers were making a decision having to do with a woman's right to choose, not about making sure that these men and women could fulfill their dream through IVF.
Christy and Jeff Lynch were one of several couples who lobbied lawmakers for the bill. They encountered the same concerns.
One of the questions we were asked was, you know, what do you do with your leftover embryos? You know, the response that we had to that was none of your business what we choose to do with our leftover embryos. You know, those are ours.
The new law came too late to help the Lynches. By the time it passed, they had already undergone IVF through a doctor who treats wounded vets for a reduced fee. And now they're expecting twins.
I built stuff out of wood, so I built that toy box for my daughter.
The Lynch's small three-bedroom house near Raleigh, North Carolina, is already crowded with toys that belong to their seven-year-old daughter, Caitlin. And the tight space is about to get tighter.
I just want her and the two babies come out healthy. That's all I want.
And Christy wants all wounded veterans to have the option of using IVF under their VA benefits. The new law is only temporary. It expires in 2 years, and Christy plans to keep fighting to make it permanent.
Jeff has a friend who is almost like a brother to him, who is a paraplegic, and you know we didn't want him and his future wife to have to fight this battle.
Congressional supporters estimate that as many as 2,000 wounded vets could potentially pursue IVF through the VA. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.